Clusters of protests popped up in and outside the U.S. this weekend as people demonstrated concern about fracking. It's the process used to remove natural gas from the earth. Sand of just the right size and strength is critical to the fracking process, and lots of it is found in western Wisconsin. Our environmental reporter Susan Benz spent time in the region last week and will be reporting on what she saw and heard. And Susan is here with me in the studio to give us a preview of the stories that she'll be producing. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good to be here.
Tell us what areas you visited.
Well, I was basically Eau Claire in the north and south of there. I've got a copy of the Rice Lake Chronicle in front of me, the chronotype. And there's a map of mining. It's an issue from this month. It's interesting because in this short bit that they have about the update of activity, it says what they're able to get from the variety of sources going on in the area. In other words, it's hard to keep track of all the activity around mining. I spent time in Chetek, that's in Barron County. It's a small town dotted with resorts and really popular with anglers. Mines dot the outskirts of that town, for example. Patty Blaha owns Chetek Cafe, and in her mind, sand mining is all a good thing. On the other hand, it was a huge debate in that town, among other towns. She sees people landing good jobs. It's bringing more people into her restaurant. And after what she calls a very bleak housing scene, people are starting to buy houses in Chetek again.
The buildings are up now, all running and everything. A lot of locals got their jobs, and I've met a lot of new people from anywhere from Georgia to Texas that moved to Chetek, purchased homes to work at this place. So our real estate has went up, and homes are being sold now in Chetek, help of that sand mine.
So, Annalise, I toured a mine just south of Chetek, where Patty has her business. That one of those mines is in New Auburn, and I'll share more about that operation this week.
Did you spend most of your time in Barron County?
I did dip down into Trempealeau County. There's a great deal going on there as well. It exemplifies the scramble of local government to try to keep up with the proliferation of applications and activity around sand mining. Kevin Lehan is the head of Trempealeau County's Department of Land Management, and I stepped in on a meeting that his committee had. It was another permit that a new mine wanted to set up in Trempealeau County. And I've got a little cut from that meeting. It's the sound's a little bit raw, and there were some people whispering around me. But the point is, the mine wanted to have a 25-year permit, and Trempealeau County usual deal is a 5-year permit. So this is Kevin Lehan saying why they have to be careful about holding back on mining permits.
We've been lied to in the past. Everyone has not been the operator they say they've been. They've not been the land steward or the good neighbor. And I think 5 years is a good opportunity to give any applicant. I'm not talking about this one. You're going to hear me say this every single month. 5 years is a very adequate timeline for them to get completely established, everything up and running, the erosion control plan, stormwater plan, everything in place to demonstrate they're going to do everything they've told us in that plan.
He touched a little bit on this in that cut, the science behind frack sand mining. Did you have a chance to focus on that?
I did. One of the people I talked to, Annalise, was Dr. Kent Severson. He's chair of UW-Eau Claire's geology department. He's been called in. He said he's a glacial guy, but with this new business, it's meant a great deal for the university. He has his students being hired, a dozen already. He sees students interviewing all the time. And so he sees this frack mining both scientifically and philosophically.
I have evaluated the positives and negatives of frack sand mining, and I believe firmly that the positives outweigh the negatives. But if anybody tells me that they can mine sand without having any impact, I would say they're lying. And if somebody tells me that the world will end if you mine sand in the state of Wisconsin, I would say they're either lying or grossly exaggerating.
So as you can imagine, Annalise, there's a lot to this topic.
Were people excited to share their opinions, eager to get them out? What kind of reaction did you get?
Well, you know, I went out into the field with some interviews set up and then, of course, looked for people when I was out there. Several people who agreed ahead of time to speak with me pulled out. There's difficulties. I mean, there's even problems within families who disagree. There's farmland being sold or leased. There's what some consider beautiful tracts of land that are being, you know, at this point, at least, looking pretty dramatically different. You know, they're pits. So it's a very volatile issue in that area.
We look forward to hearing your reports.